T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Richard Pryor was the funniest human being I ever heard, ever heard in my life. It's insane. I was a young guy, man. I remember the first time I heard him, I thought it was next to impossible that a human being could be that funny. I just... Lenny Bruce, man. Man, arrested for his comedy. Thrown in jail. Big time. I liked Lenny Bruce so much, my father took me to a movie about him. Seriously. My dad knew I was going to be funny. I'm funny. Rodney Dangerfield. This is no joke. When I was in college, I had 15 roommates in this beat-up house. I memorized all of his stand-up. Rodney Dangerfield. Eddie Murphy. Gifted funny. Abusive, obnoxious, but gifted funny. Gifted. Right in that category, whether you want to hear this or not, I don't really care. Dave Chappelle. He's gifted funny. I mean, it's insane. How I'm mesmerized that a mind can work that way. Some people hate him, find him obnoxious. Big crowd in Hollywood complaining about Netflix, shut down Netflix, cancel out Chappelle because of his latest stand-up routine. I watched the whole thing. Here's the thing, man. He is what he is. He's gifted. Folks, I challenge you to watch this special and tell me that all he does is pick on lesbians. It's a lie. My man goes after, you know, he goes after most white people. Seriously, white people. He goes after white people big time. The word he uses, every other word, the N-word. If I did 5 minutes of a comedy routine like Chappelle, I'd be done forever. And probably should be. It's that on edge. He goes after women. Oh my gosh. But it's his thing, man. Here's my bottom line, man. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Man, if you want to shut something down, shut down the porn industry, man. My God. Shut down the multi-billion dollar porn industry that sucks in teenagers and destroys lives. Come on, man. Dave Chappelle? We're going to cancel Dave Chappelle. Historically, by the way, this isn't unusual. It isn't new. And in my world, it's not news. Man, if Don Rickles were on one of these late night shows right now, he'd be canceled tomorrow. Oh, made fun of women, African Americans, men, Jews. Woo! That's all he did. His job was to abuse you. Not today. Can't do it. I had to grab a guy that knows the landscape and knows this game because he lives it, quite frankly. And I'm grateful he's here. Jimmy Crenn, my brother, what's up?
Marty, you are funny, by the way.
I am, man.
You're very funny. And I got to tell you, I've been listening to you and big fan, as you know, I'm a big fan of yours. And I'm doing a podcast with Larry Richard, with Lair.
Love him.
Called Larry Richard Unfiltered. And I got to tell you, Larry Unfiltered makes Dave Chappelle like a Disney movie.
Please.
He's unreal.
Please.
He scares me. I cry. I'm protesting Larry. That's how crazy it is. You
by
have
the
to
way,
check him out.
By the way, Jimmy, for context, because you touched on something I think is relevant. So, if you're sitting there with Larry,
who's one of my favorite people on earth. And in this podcast, we're allowed to say what you want. If Larry dropped the N-word as much as Dave Chappelle, he'd be gone. He'd be fired by the next day. Would he not, sir?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. In the whole thing in a broader perspective, I think from a stand-up's viewpoint, Marty, is the style of humor that we watch now, the common style, the style I do, grew up with, you and I grew up with, is observational.
That's right.
Different styles of humor. There's slapstick humor and prop humor, whatever. But this is observational humor, which was born in the 60s only, really, by Lenny Bruce.
Love
Lenny
him.
Bruce, who you mentioned, got arrested for doing his observational humor. Observation is taking an observation and giving your viewpoint to the audience of that observation. Mine is storytelling, because I take observation of stories and I tell the audience my stories. Some people could be political. Some people could be whatever message they may want to say. But it's their observation. Now, the goal, though, of every comedian who does it for a living is not to cause any kind of pain or any hurt. The goal is to get two laughs a minute for 60 minutes and bring people to their feet. You don't reach that goal all the time, but that is the ultimate goal. That's what you work out jokes for. That's what you perform them for, to do two laughs a minute for 60 minutes and bring them to their feet. And people, like you mentioned, Richard Pryor, for instance, and Dave Chappelle. I worked in the comedy club days, I worked with Jerry Seinfeld, and I was fortunate to hang out with him and write with him a lot. And I remember him saying, talking about Richard Pryor, and he said, Jim, that is verbal jazz. I remember that line, verbal jazz.
Wow.
Such a great line, right?
Wow.
It's verbal jazz, what he does, what Pryor does. And I think that's what Chappelle does. It's verbal jazz. It's an art form, and that's what, in their hearts, I do not believe. I watch Chappelle's special. I don't believe he's trying to hurt anybody.
Oh, let's stop you here on Seinfeld, because he's unbelievable. And I read and I saw an interview with him, Jimmy, and Jerry said, you know what, man? I'm not doing college shows anymore. Some kid is going to get their cell phone and take something I said and misinterpret it and try and cancel me out. That's where we're at, are we not, Jimmy?
Yes, and that's scary when you hear from Jerry Seinfeld, because I remember we were writing and Jerry Seinfeld would say, Jimmy, if you could make a joke where everybody could laugh from 12 years old to 9 years old, it becomes an art form. And that's what we have to strive to do, make it art. And so that's what he does too. Watch Seinfeld. He doesn't swear or anything. He's very non-confrontational. It's really pure, brilliant, the best observational humor, incredible observational structured type humor, not as much the verbal jazz style, but just an amazing structured act. So if he's afraid, if he's in a point where I don't know what to do at that point, because that guy's goal is to make it an art form and not offend. All comedians, their goal, if you're doing it for a living, the basis of it, if you're doing it for a living, is you want to get laughs. You're a comedian. And you want to make people heal. That's the goal. That's why you become a comedian, really, to make people laugh and to heal them. So from their hearts, they're not trying to hurt anyone. So it is a scary time, in a sense, that we really have to watch
Hey, Jimmy,
everything.
When you're on stage, does this cross your mind more than ever before, sir, that, hey, man, this might offend someone? Does it cross your mind? Because, my man, every time I sit here now, I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think of it more?
Yes, I do, Marty. And, I know you've been in media for many years. I've been in media for many years. And our job is, as you know, to have respect for all humanity. And that's what we try to do. But you're right. Things can come out where you say things on stage, especially you're on stage, or it's a different environment completely than hitting the masses. I do worry about saying things that I didn't before, where I would just say it. I don't know of a lot of characters and things I did on radio years ago I could do it now with people maybe getting upset. And I've had people through the years in stand-up where they come up to me every once in a while. So I was offended by what you said. And it was always something like, I didn't understand. I just apologize. I didn't understand it because I didn't try to offend. That's what I'm trying to say. These comedians are not trying to offend in general. That's really
Jimmy, can you hang?
Point. Yeah, sure.
All right, I got Jimmy Krim. I want to get into the raw part of this because my wife sat there because I wanted her to watch Chappelle because I've loved him for 20 years. He's just gifted. He just is. But my wife, it made her uncomfortable. Does that make him a bad guy? Because my wife's uncomfortable, should he be canceled out? Let's talk about it when we get back.
Attention customers, can Let's Go Brandon please come to the service desk up front? Let's Go Brandon, please come to the service desk up front. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Can you page somebody, please?
Yeah.
It's first name, Let's Go.
Yeah. What's last name?
Brandon.
Let's Go Brandon?
Yeah.
Let's Go Brandon, your party's waiting for you at guest service. Let's Go Brandon, your party's waiting for you at guest service.
Brandon, Let's Go.
Paging Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go.
Like, let's leave.
Yeah, kind of like that, yeah.
So,
they're in here somewhere.
Brandon, or?
Yeah, last name Brandon, Let's Go, first name.
Let's Go?
Yeah. I saw him over there, but I just can't seem to find
him. It's good. It's a play on Let's Go Brandon. It's really become an unbelievably viral meme, audio track, however you want to describe it. Woman covering a NASCAR race. She hears the crowd chanting. It's really loud. And she says to the audience on camera, "Oh, look, they're cheering, Let's Go, Brandon." No, they were cheering, "F you, Joe Biden." It's comedy. It offends some people, but it's comedy. It is. And it's where we live, and it's how we live. My father, I was too young to be allowed to see the movie about Lenny Bruce. Dustin Hoffman played him. And my father was worried about my mother was worried about the language. My father knew that I like comedy, and we went to see it, and Lenny Bruce dropped the F-bomb. Got him arrested. It's the world we live in. Now the new target is Dave Chappelle. And I have Jimmy Crenn here. Jimmy, have you ever been in a situation where they tried to cancel you out, sir?
Fortunately, no. I haven't, Marty, but I do know comedians where that is. That has happened, and it's an interesting thing because you and I both talked earlier about Richard Pryor,
right?
And I mentioned observational comedy, and it's a style where you bare your soul,
right?
And there's not that's why nothing scarier it seems than doing stand up. You get up there, you're baring your soul in front of people. Every performer, we're insecure to a degree. We want acceptance to a degree, every performer, that is. So if you're not accepted, that hurts the performer. That's the goal. We're trying to be accepted. We want people to be entertained. And the observational style is so personal. That's why we have favorite comedians. That's why you and I love Richard Pryor. Someone else may be offended by Richard Pryor. You and I love Dave Chappelle. Others may be offended by Dave Chappelle because it's so personal. It's a really personal art form, observational comedy. So some people it's funny, some people it's not. That's just the way it's always been. It's always going to be. That's why it's a scary time where you see Jerry Seinfeld not wanting to do college. It's because he's afraid what's going to happen on social media and from groups. That's the scary part of it. It's always going to be. There's no other way to do it, in other words.
Dave Chappelle,
be gone.
In this show, The Closer, he really does go after the LGBT community, but everybody else. But he also sets up a foundation for a woman named Daphne Dorman, who was trans, and
right.
For her child, because she committed suicide. That doesn't matter, though. They still want him canceled. No matter what he does, they want him done. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah, Marty. You know, there's a quote, St. Paul said, "It's written on your heart who you are." So in other words, people just about, you kind of know who, really, you can see in a person's heart if they're good, if they're decent. You basically know, in a sense, is an intangible thing we have. And I think we know that watching a performer or whatever they're projecting to us. And I believe when I watched Dave Chappelle, I felt he was not trying to hurt. I feel bad that if anyone is hurt, but you don't want that. That's not the goal. But I don't believe that was his goal. And I empathize with Chappelle in that sense and empathize with that art form. I don't believe he was trying to hurt anybody.
You know, the irony, Bill Cosby, and I know you know this, he used to lecture Eddie Murphy. This is a fact.
Yeah.
Remember that? He would lecture Eddie Murphy about sex jokes and using the F-bomb. How ironic that Cosby ends up in prison, right?
Yeah, yes. A guy doing heinous things in his personal life lecturing about morality of speech. When it's that's just it. It's just speech. It's freedom of speech on stage, and we need that's what we are. That's who we are as America. Freedom of speech. We have to continue having freedom of speech. We can't start policing stand-up comedians.
Hey, Jimmy, you know this, though. When you're on stage, now, there's someone with a cell phone. All they want, 10 seconds of Jimmy Crenn screwing up that they can use to cancel you, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. And you have to be careful. That's just the times we are in. We just have to hope it doesn't get any worse. We can empathize with the eras. We said Lenny Bruce got arrested for things that he said. We progressed from that. We just got to hope we don't go backwards.
Right.
As long as we don't go to there. It comes down to the almighty dollar, too. Corporations will just cancel and just if they're going to lose a person. And, money talks. So that's kind of scary, too, because as long as you have to back up freedom of speech. Sure. I think it's so important.
Jimmy Crenn, you're my man. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Marty. Always honored to be on the show, buddy.
It's amazing stuff. It's a very difficult time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.